That's the one. That's the one. That's the famous laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Louis Rogers. Welcome to the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. That laugh is Jeff Katz, famous voice at WRVA. We are recording today from Casa Capital Square. I wish we were at Casa Katz. But maybe another day you'll fit me into your shed.
Absolutely. 10 by 12. We got plenty of room for you.
Is it true one of your sponsors built your shed just big enough for one rotund individual?
Well, they built it large enough, I believe, so that Pixie, my executive producer, and Wonder Dog and I could fit in there and keep everybody else out.
That is wonderful. Seeing you in person, you're not as rotund as you say you are.
Well, thank you. I've lost 38 pounds in the last year.
And how did you do that?
I started eating properly.
Is that right?
Yeah. I wish there were one of those magic pills, you know.
No powders, no potions?
No powders, no potions, no magic.
How about the gym?
Well, unfortunately, I got injured January the 8th, 2020, and I can't exercise, so that's killing me. I used to be a gym rat. I used to be at the gym usually 5 o'clock in the morning for an hour or so. So hopefully we'll get back to that at some point.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah.
Welcome, Jeff Katz. Welcome to the Real Estate Show. You might wonder what you have to do with real estate, and the answer is everything.
Okay.
You're our local guy.
Yes, I am. But proud to be, by the way.
But first, for our audience, a little background. Jeff grew up in Philadelphia. I once went to Philadelphia. It was closed. It still is. Santa Claus once was booed.
Yes.
And your fans correct. Threw snowballs at him.
That is correct.
I'm just ad-libbing here. And there's a jail in the stadium. And yes. It stays full.
Let me tell you why. Do you want to know why? Here's the reason. There was a great local judge. The guy's name was Seamus McCaffrey. And Seamus.
Oh, you're kidding.
I kid you not.
You can't make that up.
I didn't. Seamus was a Philadelphia police officer, highway patrolman, and he wound up going to law school at night. So he becomes an attorney. He runs for municipal court. He's there. He has season tickets for the Eagles. The problem is every police officer assigned to Vet Stadium knew Seamus and knew where he sat. So they kept calling him up and going, hey, could you arraign this guy? We just locked him up. And finally, Seamus said, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I want a doggone courtroom here. And when they built the new stadium, whatever the field is, I forget who it's named after, but they built it with a courtroom because Seamus had season tickets and he didn't want to be disturbed.
And a jail inside.
And a jail inside, absolutely.
And that's Philadelphia. We digress a little. Jeff grew up in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He was destined for a career as an attorney like me until his father suffered a heart attack and Jeff took a different path to support his family.
I did.
And so you ended up becoming a police officer.
Yes, sir.
You graduated at the top of your class.
I did.
Which is unusual, I would imagine, considering you had an academic career in mind and then you're a police officer.
It was eye-opening for sure.
And you served as a police officer in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Not the easiest city.
No, interesting city, active city, but not an easy city.
Was there a Rizzo mayor at the time?
No, Frank Rizzo had been mayor long before I got there. But one of the great jokes about Mayor Rizzo, he had been the police commissioner before. And when he became mayor, he appointed his brother Joe to be the fire commissioner. And Joe had been a career firefighter.
But the nepotism? No.
Maybe, but he was a career firefighter. And the joke that was asked was, why did Mayor Rizzo repaint the police cars blue? They used to be red. And the answer was, so that his brother Joe could tell them apart from the fire engines.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. So, from Philadelphia, you traded your badge in for a microphone. You started your broadcasting odyssey, we'll call it. And Jeff has hosted award-winning shows in Boston, where I went to school, have lots of family, Charlotte, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and then my favorite station, WRVA, since 2013. My favorite station, the legendary WRVA.
Absolutely, my favorite station as well.
Jeff's a fan favorite. The Katz Show has repeatedly been chosen as the best afternoon radio show by the readers of Richmond Magazine and Style Weekly.
Yes, sir.
Now, Jeff usually goes off on rants. And
I
here's
do?
My rant. What a shame Style Weekly is gone. Don't get me started. We hate to lose our traditions.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, how many Richmonders does it take to change a light bulb?
I actually know the answer to that one.
How many?
It takes 7.
Okay.
It takes 1 to change the bulb and 6 to talk about how good the old bulb was, right?
gosh, you've been around a while, and you know you can substitute UVA for Richmond. I'm an alumni, so I can say that, no?
Gotcha.
Let's talk a little bit about local talk radio.
Okay.
It's radio, but it's different. It's not just any radio. It's local talk radio that combines two genres.
Yep.
I had to Google search genre to know how to spell it, but it's two in one. And News Radio WRVA is special, legendary, oldest radio station back to 1925.
That's right.
So, Jeff, what's it like working in an iconic radio station like WRVA?
Well, I'll tell you, Lewis, it is, it's a thrill. It's an honor. There's this rich history, this wonderful tradition. There have been some amazing folks that have come through that radio station. And in many ways, it sounds a little stilted, but it's actually quite humbling, you know, to realize that you have been given the responsibility for handling this radio station that somehow has survived for 96 years, 97 years, and you better not screw it up. So there's a lot of obligation, but it's also a good deal of fun. There's some great people there.
All the good deeds that have been done over the years,
yeah.
All the tragedies and the ups and the downs and the depressions and
absolutely
the Russian ruble crises and 9/11 and and now the COVID pandemic, all that and one station. It's kind of amazing.
It sure is.
News, weather, commentary, plus occasional rants, my favorite. And that's all on the 3 to 6 p.m. drive home special. Your show is special, Jeff. How did you come up with this format?
I'd love to tell you that I did a huge amount of research and investigation and then came up with the name The Jeff Katz Show. That was the easy part.
That's unique.
Isn't it, though?
You need a marketing agency to come up with that
name. I do. Branding would have cost us $1 million for that, I think. I just came to a point, I would like to say, in my life where I said, I want to talk about what the issues are. I want to talk about what's important to me. I'm somebody who's had a unique experience. Everybody's had one. Not everybody gets this platform. And I simply said, you know what? From 3 to 6, I'm going to tell you what I think. You don't have to agree. You don't have to like it. I'd like us to get together the next day as well at 3 o'clock. But I just try desperately to be honest with people.
It's very successful. I will stop working to listen to your show.
Wow.
I'll shut the door so people don't get mad that I'm not working.
Oh,
I'm working because we're learning the issues of the day.
Yeah.
We're in the real estate business.
Yes, sir.
The issues of the day impact real estate.
Absolutely.
Even things like masks on Monday.
Sure.
And the hashtags.
Yes.
Hashtag Monday. What was Monday's hashtag?
Monday's was hashtag mom masks off Monday.
And how did that go?
Well, I heard a lot of response from Henrico, where children were segregated. They were pulled out of the classroom. They were stuck together in the auditorium in Chesterfield. They gave them little plexiglass shields to carry from class to class. We in Hanover County, I'm very happy to say, our school board voted to make it optional. And, you know, that was Governor Youngkin's entire message with this. It wasn't, you have to wear it, you'll never wear it. It was, you're the parent, you're the mom, you're the dad. You decide for your children and let's move on with our lives.
Tell that to the communists in Loudoun.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think that the folks in Loudoun, the administration, the school board, will soon be chatting with representatives of Attorney General Jason Meares to find out what's really going on up there.
It's going to be very interesting.
It sure is.
And a certain parole board.
A very certain parole board. Yes, sir.
Very interesting. Well, before we get off all the accolades, you were the best, the Richmond Times-Dispatch best in Central Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Overwhelmingly.
Yes, sir.
It has to be a humbling experience to be the best in all of Central Virginia.
It is. It is humbling. And just so my ego does not get out of control, I've got a wife and 3 kids who will remind me on a daily basis, the trash has to go out, and on your way home, could you pop into Wawa and get half and half? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that does bring us back to reality.
Yeah.
One thing I really like is your volunteering, your community service, the things that you do. You volunteer thousands of hours helping members of our community, and you seem to have a soft spot in your heart for law enforcement and disabled children. And we'll come back to disabled children in a minute, but tell us about your Lieutenant Janice Ann McTernan?
Yes.
Blue Friday honor?
Yeah, the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We're entering our sixth year of doing that now. Jan McTernan was a dear friend.
Tell us the story. It's a little bit of a long story, but it's worth it.
Okay. When I was first coming to Richmond and splitting my time as we were relocating from Boston here, and Jan reached out to me out of the blue and said, I really like what you're doing in the air. By the way, I have a couple of questions. And she started asking questions, and it's all Facebook message and email, and I didn't know who she was. But for some reason, I answered these questions. And she said, well, where are you going to stay when you first come to Richmond? And I said, I have corporate housing. I'll be okay. Well, how long does that run? I thought, well, this is an odd question. But for some reason, I was drawn into it. And I said, it's about 90 days. Oh, okay. And where is it again? And I told her where it was, and within, 3 minutes, I had a full report on the crime stats in that area I should go and where
Too
I should go.
Too much information.
Too much information.
You didn't want to stay there.
It was interesting.
Somewhere by the airport?
It was actually down the bottom. It was a great apartment.
The bottom's wonderful. A little bit noisy on Friday nights.
Well, that's exactly what I found out. And anyway, long story short, Lewis, Jan finally, at the end of those 90 days, she reached out to me and she said, I know this corporate housing is running out. Where are you staying? And I said, geez, I don't know. So, well, let me talk to Rich. You can stay with us. And I didn't know who Rich was or who she was or why I'd be staying there.
She invited you to stay in her house?
And I did.
And she didn't know you from?
She didn't.
From Adam?
No. But Jan had, as many cops do, she had a real good nose for nonsense. And Jan and Rich and the rest of the McTernans became not just dear friends, they became family, and they still are. Jan passed away a couple of years ago. Her husband Rich did as well. And I renamed our Blue Friday honor in her memory. Her one son is a Richmond police officer, serves as at the training academy, and her other son operates Three Sons Towing, which is a marvelous towing operation on the south side. And that's the story. And there's just nobody in Central Virginia. You talk about the best of Central Virginia. Jan McTernan became a Marine when women didn't become Marines. She became a cop when women didn't become cops. And she served with such distinction and honor. There's just nobody in Central Virginia who was better. So that's why it's named for her.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. And a few more accolades for you. President Donald Trump honored your service, if you can mention his name. If he's written out of history or having his statue taken down and left with just a pedestal.
Yeah, cancel culture at its best.
The President's Award for Volunteer Service, that's wonderful. And then FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Yep.
The Director's Award, that's really, really something. The question is, what will your kids do with all the awards? Or dust collectors, as my kids call them.
Yeah, well, my boys have each come to me separately as well as collectively and said, Dad, this is really interesting stuff.
No more.
Yeah, could you do us a favor? Throw it out now before you die so we don't have to throw it out after you die.
You know, that's an interesting idea, a pre-death yard sale so the kids don't have to throw your crap away.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, let us shift gears to one of my favorite topics, Governor Youngkin.
Yes, sir.
As we shift gears, we talk about the gubernatorial election, and I had this little radio show on Sunday mornings called The Real Estate Show.
Yes.
Sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, and you're here in Casa Capital Square. We're going to change the name in the west end of Richmond, and we talk about topics of interest to real estate and investments, and the economy is always top of mind.
Of course.
I interviewed the then candidate Youngkin 2 weeks before the election, and wow, he was really impressive.
He is.
I mean, I played it over. Said, "This is a nice guy."
Yeah.
Very thoughtful.
Yes, sir.
Very reflective.
Yeah.
Even now, he's telling parents to honor the principals, even when the principals have no principals.
Yeah.
Different spelling.
Yeah. He really truly is. A brilliant guy, a kind man, wants the best for this Commonwealth. I think we in Virginia are truly, truly blessed to have him in the governor's office.
I think it's brilliant that you can only have one term and we have to have a balanced budget.
Yeah.
Those are two things that the rest of the country should think about.
Novel concepts.
But you're a Republican, is that right?
I am.
And a supporter of the now governor?
Yes, sir.
How does it look so far?
Well, a couple of weeks in, I think that Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Sears and Attorney General Meares have hit the ground running. You know, Governor Youngkin said, day one, we're going to do certain things. And a lot of people who were kind of in that political bubble said, oh, come on, you know, everybody says that. Nobody really does anything on day one. And he did exactly that. And I've got to tell you, Lewis, I sat on that Saturday as he took the oath of office. We did a special show on WRVA covering it.
I listened.
Oh, well, thank you. As that was going on the air, I got the email from his team saying, now, this is embargoed until 2 o'clock in the afternoon after he takes the oath, and I couldn't say anything, but I was looking at the list of executive orders and the directives. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh.
He's doing it.
He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Just what he said he was going to do in his, what did he call it, his day one plan?
Day one.
He was very clear about it.
He sure was.
But there is a little concern. You warned the governor about the landmines, trapdoors, dirty tricks.
Yeah.
Not to trust the outgoing party faithful, throwing sand in the gas tank, so to speak.
Yep.
It's still early, but do you think the governor has fallen into any of those potential traps?
I think he's a brilliant guy, and I think he is to his core, not just a man of faith, but a true, nice person. And I think he wants to see the best in everybody, but I do contrast that with the fact that he was a very successful businessman and is half a billionaire. And I don't think you get to that point, you know, underestimating the opposition. I think he's aware of what's out there. I think a lot on the left are so angry. They are livid that we, the people, had the nerve not to do what we were told and vote for their guys. They are going to do everything possible to kneecap him and hamstring him. But so far, so good.
I mean, what happened to the Virginia way?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
It's probably gone.
I think it is, if not gone, it's on the way out for some. There is hope, though. Somebody who's been a great friend to the show is former Governor Doug Wilder. Now,
he's phenomenal.
He is, isn't he?
Is he 90-something?
92.
Saw him at the inauguration. He looked great.
He sure does.
Sporty hat.
Oh, yeah.
Well-dressed.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's nobody that's going to confuse Doug Wilder with a conservative Republican, right? I mean, he has his principles and his beliefs, and he's an honorable man. And the fact that he not just comes on my show, which is nice for me, but served as an advisor for Governor Youngkin.
For the transition.
Yeah, that is the Virginia way.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
We need to take one for the Commonwealth.
Absolutely.
I wish we would.
And
it does raise the question, how do you see the future of the Commonwealth? From Casa Cats.
Casa Cats, man. I'll tell you what. At the moment, I think it's brighter than it's been in about 8 years. I think we've got an administration, the top three statewide offices, obviously, that are elected. These are folks who care about the people. They care about parents. They care about law enforcement. When Governor Youngkin talked about law enforcement and disabled kids in his inaugural speech, I don't tear up as much as maybe I should, but I'll tell you what, I took a beat on that one. I really did.
It was quite an inaugural. There was a prayer breakfast first.
Yes.
And then there was a prayer that is not there as a matter of history.
That's right.
He just added it,
ad lib. Sure did. Yeah. Yeah.
And his inauguration was, 25 minutes or so? No notes?
That's right.
No teleprompter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe our president could learn something.
Well, now you'd have to hit him, I think, between certain hours of the day when he's available. And
before 4 o'clock.
Definitely before his nappy time. Exactly.
Well, that's exciting. I really can't wait to see how the Commonwealth turns out. Yeah. Parents have a say in their children's education.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's it's kind of amazing. Lower taxes.
Yeah.
And lower taxes for working people that need it the most.
Absolutely.
Just kind of amazing. All the things he said made a lot of good sense, almost Reaganomics, thinking back.
Yeah.
Lower taxes, letting people have more choice and freedom.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And my favorite topic are the rants. Let's talk about your rants. Have you always said what you mean and gone off on politicians, including a certain mayor in the city of Richmond, where maybe you have crossed the line a few times when I've been listening?
Now, see, I am unaware that I engage in rants. You're not the first person to make that
observation. Does your brain go to white space?
I don't know where it goes, but, you know, there are just some people, Lewis, I think, who who are doing damage. I don't mind disagreeing with people, right? I mean, that's part of the human experience. We don't all agree on everything. But when I see politicians, and the mayor of Richmond is one of those people, the mayor of Richmond.
Does it just set you off?
It does a little bit. I mean, he has such contempt for cops. He has absolutely no concern for the children in that city. RPS is a complete and total disaster. You've got potholes in some sections of the city you could park a Buick in, and no snow removal, no leaf removal, but he's out there preaching about statues. First he was in favor of them, then he's not sure, then he tears them down against the advice of his own legal counsel. And I think this is somebody who, frankly, now I am on a rant. See what you did? But I think this is a guy who could have gone. He could have gone to Chesapeake or Newport News, because he has no more connection to those places than he does to Richmond. There's no concern there. This is a guy who's got his own political agenda, national ambitions, and there's your rant for the day.
How about a rant on the positive side? Would that be on the Youngkin side? How excited you are to see somebody who's not a career politician, who's come in for the right reasons, can't be a career politician. You only have one term.
Right. I think that Glenn Youngkin is a guy, again, we talk about his success in business. He doesn't need to do this. You know,
why is he doing this?
Because he really does care. And that's what scares so many of the career politicians. Exactly.
Is that right?
I think that's the Virginia way. He cares. He honestly, legitimately cares about what happens to the Commonwealth, about what happens to our children. Do we have an environment that's friendly to business, that invites people in? Does he give you the opportunity to make choices on your own? And that's truly what he is. And here goes another rant, but it's positive. He said that Virginia Parole Board, which was just appalling. This was the McAuliffe Northam Parole Board that releases a cop killer and doesn't give a darn about that, treats the family of that murdered police officer, Michael Patrick Connors, like garbage. And Governor Youngkin said, look, you guys, you can pack your bags today or pack them, I don't care, but you're done. And he replaced them with good people, a sheriff and a judge, an attorney. One of the great members is a woman by the name of Cheryl Nietzsche O'Connell. Cheryl was a former Richmond police officer, was shot in the head. And she's had fears for years that her shooter, who also killed some folks along the way, would be released by the parole board. So it is a new day in Virginia. It really is.
Thank you for joining today's episode of The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. It has been a record year at Capital Square. In just the first half of the year, Capital Square acquired $565 million of real estate for 1031 exchange, DST programs, Opportunity Zone funds, and the Apartment REIT. The firm will acquire well over $1 billion of real estate this year for investment programs. And several investment programs have been taken full cycle. That is, when their properties have been sold, and many have been sold for record prices. This year has been off the chart for real estate investment in spite of the pandemic. For more information about Capital Square, contact me at lrogers@capitalsquare1031.com or 877-626-1031. Please join me, Lewis Rogers, same time next week, when we discuss cutting-edge real estate topics of interest locally and nationally. Invest locally, invest nationally, invest with Capital Square on a tax-advantaged basis. Living in the sweet Virginia
breeze. Sweet Virginia breeze. The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. Living in the sweet Virginia.